This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, our busy week here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic wraps up with the final game on KNZA. We have had two third-place games come and go and two fantastic wins. The Troy girls' third-place finish earlier today, defeating host Nemaha Central. And just a little while ago in the boys' third-place game, it was Nemaha Central falling to Hiawatha 61-54. But now we get to the next step up, the upper tier and the upper echelon in this tournament. It is the girls' championship game here at this Thunder Classic. It is the number 5 ranked team in Class 3A, Hiawatha, taking on number 7 in 4A in Rock Creek. We got a lot to dissect. We'll get you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time now for the girls' championship game here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Two top 10 teams in their respective classes duking it out. Number 5 and 3A, Hiawatha, taking on number 7 and 4A in Rock Creek. Brandon Tam and Paige Mueller, Matt Morton and crew. We got Megan Sturton, our studio producer on KNZA. Our final game of the week. It all comes down to this in the girls' bracket. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with Rock Creek, number 7 ranked in the 4A classification. Their record is 10-2. They beat Holton in the quarterfinals on Tuesday by 44 points. They beat Troy in the semifinals yesterday, 58-33. Lucy Martini in the backcourt. She is a 5'6 junior, averaging 11 points per game. Also a swing forward. It's 5'9 junior, Kylie Frazee. You also got Riley Freese, a 5'6 junior. She lit up Troy for 7 threes and 23 points in the win yesterday. Rory Pitzer down low. She is a 6-foot junior, averaging 13 points, 8 rebounds a game. And then also Emma Leiby, a 5'8 junior, just south of 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. So again, for Trevor Keller, head coach of number 7 in 4A Rock Creek, Martini, Frazee, Leiby, Freese, and Pitzer. Stacey Jasper, second-year head coach for the Hiawatha Redhawks, number 5 ranked in Class 3A. They beat St. Mary's in the quarterfinals by 25 on Tuesday, beat Nemaha Central in the semifinals last night, 47-33. Michaela Williams, a 5'4 sophomore, 11 points, 3 rebounds a game. Kylie Nelson, the 5'5 junior, leading scorer at 20 a contest. She has had a fantastic tournament. Claire Twombly on the wing, a 5'8 senior at 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. You also got a guard, 5'6 senior, Addison Williams, 5 points, 3 rebounds a game. And down low, you get Kenzie Nelson, a 5'5 senior, 7 points, and a team-leading 9 rebounds a game. Number 5-ranked Hiawatha, undefeated on the season at 13-0. They have won 17 of 18 going back to the end of last season. So again, for Coach Jasper, Michaela Williams, Kylie Nelson, Claire Twombly, Addison Williams, and Kenzie Nelson. Mustangs in the home white uniforms, Redhawks in the road red. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Thanks to everyone who has helped out throughout the week. Girls championship game about to tip off inside the circle. You get Rory Pitzer, the 6-foot junior, and Claire Twombly on the other side as the Redhawks will go left to right on offense in the first half. Mustangs from right to left. These two teams combined for a 23-2 record, and the Mustangs in the front court opening possession of tonight's game. A right side three on the way. Martini, front rim, no. She got a good look, and a backside rebound, Michaela Williams. One and done there for Rock Creek. Hiawatha left to right with Addison Williams. Man-to-man defense to start. Riley Freese on the defense. Here's Kenzie handing off to sister Kylie. High right on the wing. Dives into the paint. Kicks it out left. Picking up Addison Williams. Now Kenzie Nelson right side. Little ball fake. Working on Pitzer. Spinning. Looking back out towards the perimeter and dumps it to Kylie Nelson on the wing. Kylie will drive and Pitzer rejects her at the summit. And a rebound for Frazee. Both teams over on their opening possession. No score. 40 seconds in. Pitzer, one dribble in. Shot up. No. Missing off the right rim. It is out of bounds, and it's going back to Hiawatha.
To start out this game, you can see that Hiawatha's height will be a factor. Already one block on the board for Pitzer. Hiawatha's going to have to find a matchup.
That's going to be a problem. Rory Pitzer averaging 13 points, 8 rebounds, listed at 6 feet tall. Here is Michaela Williams back up top. A minute gone by in this opening quarter. Girls' championship game. We are scoreless. Here's Michaela Williams dumping it down. Twombly had a block from behind, but they get Leiby on the foul, and free throws coming here for the Redhawks.
Hiawatha as a team is a good free throw shooting team, just about 60% from the line.
Twombly looking to get the first points here in this championship game, and a little bit short on that first free throw attempt.
You can blame me, it's okay.
The announcer Jinx heavily coming into play. Paige does not believe in it.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second up and good for Claire Twombly, and our goose egg is off the board. 1-0 Redhawks. A minute gone by in this opening quarter. Rock Creek, a record of 10-2. They have won 6 consecutive games. Their only 2 losses are to 2 ranked teams in 4A and 5A, as Rock Creek being hounded on the perimeter. And we get a whistle, and I believe a jump ball is called, and the possession arrow going back to Hiawatha.
They're actually going to get a foul on Rock Creek.
Okay.
So 2 fouls against the Mustangs here early.
They'll get Riley Freese with her first. She knocked down 7 threes and had 23 points in the win against Troy yesterday. Here's Kylie Nelson into the front court, left side to Addison Williams. 1-0, the Redhawks leading about 90 seconds into this opening quarter. Championship game of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Here's Kylie Nelson around a Kenzie screen. Picks it up on the right wing. Bouncing up top, Michaela Williams. Unguarded inside. Getting Pitzer in the air. Drawing the foul. That's well played by Kenzie Nelson. She'll shoot 2.
That's what Kenzie Nelson can do so well. Her pump fake. She can get in the lane. She is so aggressive and so strong on the board.
That is 3 early fouls against Rock Creek in this game. And here is Kenzie Nelson at the line for 2. First free throw up. Spins out. No good. Still 1-0 Redhawks. 6:26 to go, first quarter. The Redhawks are undefeated on the season at 13-0. Second one on the way, and that is high off the heel. Kylie Nelson, though, the offensive rebound, shoveled one up through traffic, couldn't get it to go, and it's finally ripped away by Pitzer and Rock Creek. So Kylie had an opportunity off the Kenzie miss. Rock Creek quickly back up the floor. They got a look inside by Martini. It's knocked out of bounds off the miss. And it stays here with Rock Creek. A fresh shot clock. Still 1-0 our score, thanks to a free throw by Twombly.
Both of these teams are so fast up and down the floor, Brandon.
These are 2 aggressive teams. Here's Pitzer down low. Had it knocked away by Kylie Nelson. They're going to say last touch by Martini and a turnover by Rock Creek. Ramping things up about 2 minutes into this game. Still 1-0 in favor of Hiawatha. Rock Creek picking up man-to-man, and a little handsy there, and that's going to be foul number 2 on Riley Freese.
14 fouls on the Mustang here early.
That means the rest of this quarter, with still 6:02 to go, the Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. So Freese has to come out, and we'll see a freshman, Reagan Atkins, who had a nice game yesterday against Troy off the bench. So just south now, 6 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter, still 1-0 thanks to a Twombly free throw for Hiawatha. Here is Twombly with it. Now Kylie Nelson gets a good look deep in the left corner, just a cut short, and a rebound for Rock Creek and Martini. Here's Rock Creek into the front court. They're averaging 60 points per game, but off to a slow start here against Hiawatha. Pits her down low on Twombly, too easy for 2, and the Mustangs have their first lead at 2-1.
Hiawatha's going to have to be strong on the post defense.
Into the front court. In between the rings out high. Addison Williams. Now Kenzie Nelson right wing. Thought about it. Closed out by Pitzer. Now in the corner, Michaela Williams. Here's Kylie off a curl. Backing out on the right wing. Now she's doubled. Lost it. Spins through that double. Lost it again. It's on the floor. This should be a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Hiawatha. Good job defensively there by Kylie Frazee, the 5'9 junior.
We kind of thought it'd be an high offense, high defense kind of game, but right now it's kind of both high defense.
It is heavy defense about 3 minutes in. 2-1 our score. Rock Creek in front, number 7 ranked in 4A. Hiawatha number 5 in 3A. And on the left block, a travel is going to be called against Michaela Williams. And Hiawatha turns it over for the first time.
Before this tournament, Hiawatha was doing better on the turnovers, but now they're averaging 12.5 a game.
So Rock Creek nursing that first lead at 2-1, 3 minutes into this first quarter, into the front court with Frazee. Here is Hatley Hake, who's also checked back into the game. Here's a steal. Hiawatha has it in transition with Kylie Nelson. Third turnover by the Mustangs, and a shot missing by Kylie. Frustration on the face after the miss. She got a great look. And after the Mustang rebound, a foul on Hiawatha. Claire Twombly with her first, and just the first foul on the Redhawks here in this opening quarter. A champion will be crowned here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Mustangs with the ball in a 2-1 lead. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Good trap in the quarter, Kylie Nelson and Twombly, and forcing a turnover as stepping out of bounds with Hake on the far side.
Granted, this game could be the definition of a barn burner.
Now, we were talking off air. We think out of the four games today, this one has the potential maybe to be the best one of them all. A slow start offensively. Defense ramped up both ways. Addison Williams into the front court, being bumped around by Haley Lease, who is into the game now. Kylie Nelson looking for Kinsey down low. Pitzer defended it well. She knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Hiawatha, 19 on the shot clock. 4:20 to go in the first. 2-1 our score. Mustangs by one.
So far, my first reaction is it's been a very physical game. Like, no one's been quite able to pull away.
On the inbounds, right side on the wing. Now Kylie Nelson, left side, driving, backing out into the corner. Good defense that time by Reagan Atkins, and now both bodies hit the deck. Ball goes out of bounds on the far side. 9 seconds on the shot clock, and the Redhawks are going to have to throw it in on the side out.
Shot clock winding down, just in 9 seconds now.
Coach Jasper yelling, 9 seconds, letting them know. Addison Williams, here's Kenzie Nelson, wanting to look for Kylie. Instead, it goes Michaela Williams' way. She'll drive in, turning on the block, has to get a shot up. She does, and she puts it in at the horn. How about that, Michaela Williams? It is a 3-2 Redhawks lead, halfway in, halfway to go in quarter number one. On the block, turning and facing is Pitzer, kicks it back out. Here's a deep three on the way, missing off the right rim. Fighting for the rebound and a foul on Pitzer. Free throws will walk the other way for Hiawatha. And Rory Pitzer, just like yesterday against Troy, two early fouls in this game.
Definitely will be a factor here tonight as she is 6 foot tall, towering over these Red Hot girls.
That'll put Michaela Williams back the other way to shoot free throws for Hiawatha. 3-2 Red Hawks, 3:44 to go, first quarter. Williams 64% at the line this season. Her first one on the way. That one good. And we get a sub in both ways. Laura Lears in for Hiawatha. Back in as well. Kylie Frazee for Rock Creek.
Two fast players on the floor now for the Mustangs and the Redhawks.
Williams at the line again, her second, front rim no, fighting for it, shot Kenzie Nelson rejected, and then Kenzie going to be called for a foul. Great defense by Hake. 3-2 Redhawks, 3:41 to go in this first quarter. Light scoring to say the least, defense ramped up both ways. Just a second, or correction now, 13 foul against Hiawatha here in the first quarter. Here's Frazee, now Martini with it, right back to Frazee, right side pass, back up top it goes, Martini. Good reversal of the basketball. Atkins in the corner. Now down low, it's Leiby, and she's called for a travel on the block. Good defense by Michaela Williams. That is 5 first quarter turnovers by Rock Creek. Hiawatha, the road team on the scoreboard in this one. The road red uniforms. Rock Creek, the home team on the board. They're in the all whites, trimmed in black. Frazee knocking it out of bounds, far side. Addison Williams now set to throw it in. Little maybe delay before the throw in here. Now Hiawatha will throw it in on the far side. Yeah, they had to add a point, and that is correct. It's 4-2 Hiawatha. Here's Kenzie Nelson fighting through traffic, and that is a travel.
Tough call on the floor there. Kenzie getting double teamed, trying to make a move, and unfortunately moved her pivot foot.
Yeah, just had a little bit too much. Right idea, but kind of keep that left foot down. 4-2, Hiawatha leading. 3:10 to go, clock moving first quarter. Left side in the corner, pass up top. Here's Martini. splitting the top of that zone. Right side pass. Atkins a three. Yes. She hit two threes and had 6 points against Troy. She knocks down a right side triple. Mustangs retake the lead at 5-4. And a reach-in foul. Unnecessary for Kylie Frazee, and that's going to put Addison Williams to the line to shoot a pair.
Rock Creek is a very hands-on defensive type of team.
Well, yesterday in their win against Troy, they held Harper Weststein to just 2 points in the first half. Harper did end with 19 in that game, but the first free throw no good by Addison Williams, and it stays 5-4 Mustangs at 2:53 to go in this first quarter. And the Troy girls finishing in third place earlier today. Hiawatha boys, a third place finish in the last game played. Williams missing both free throws and a rebound for Rock Creek and Hake. 5-4 Mustangs, they work it into the front court. Diving up top, Atkins to the rack, tried to bank one in with one hand, and a long rebound for Kylie Nelson. Spinning away at midcourt, being chased by two jerseys up top, Michaela Williams dumping down, Laura Lear, shot up and good. Beautiful movement of the basketball. Laura Lears for two, and it's 6-5 Redhawks. Long pass into the corner for Rock Creek. Hake down low. Here's Libby on the turn. Kicks it to Martini up top. A near steal for Lears, but Frazee chasing down far side. Short corner left. They were looking for Hake, and it's out of bounds and a turnover. Go ahead.
Both these teams are doing a great job, but what Hiawatha is succeeding in is finding the open girl.
That is six first quarter turnovers by Rock Creek. Coming up on the final 2 minutes of this first quarter. 6-5 is our score. Redhawks by one. With the basketball in the front court. And there's another foul on the perimeter. This one on Hake, and more free throws for Hiawatha.
If Rock Creek doesn't get their fouling in check, Brandon, this is going to be a factor down the stretch.
This will be the 9th and 10th free throw attempts for Hiawatha here in the first 6 minutes. First chance for Kylie Nelson, and she buries her first free throw. Her first points, one of the leading scorers in the Big East at 20 a game. Had 19 against Nemaha yesterday, 26 in the first round against St. Mary's. Her next one off the heel strong. She goes 1-for-2, and a rebound for Martini and Rock Creek. 7-5, Redhawks just south of 2 minutes to go. Nobody home underneath. Not sure what Atkins was doing there, and that's a turnover. Steal by Williams. 7 first quarter turnovers now for Rock Creek. Here's Kylie Nelson being hounded up top. Michaela Williams now right side to Addison. And at 40 and counting, 20 on the shot clock. Diving and turning it over. And Addison Williams thought maybe someone was on the right block and nobody home. Taken away by Martini. 90 seconds to go in this first. 7-5 Redhawks. Here's Frazee up top. Hands it off to Atkins. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now Hake in the right corner. Here's a post touch by Libby. Good kick, Atkins. Giving up a good shot for a great shot. That's what you do. It's a corner three for Lucy Martini.
That was a great extra pass by the Rock Creek Mustangs.
8-7. Mustangs back in front. Approaching the final minutes of this first quarter. 12th annual Thunder Classic Girls Championship game. Good defense inside and off the miss. Atkins aboard for Rock Creek, and they want to push the tempo. Hiawatha does a good job in transition. Here's Martini high left as Kylie Nelson is on the floor, spinning it away, and with the possession, a timeout getting called for Stacey Jasper and Hiawatha as Rock Creek turns it over again. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. Timeouts on KMZA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for that break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout stack. So we got Paige, Hiawatha channel crew, Megan, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you. Thanks to Jake and Boz. They're at least taking in the first half. They got to leave here in a bit, get set for the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show, which will follow our game here tonight. But Rock Creek, again, 10-2 on the year. They have 8 first quarter turnovers. They have picked up a lot of fouls. And you have 5 girls for Hiawatha who's already been to the free throw line, although they are just 3 of 10, Paige. So you look up, you're down one. Hiawatha has had multiple opportunities here at the stripe, not necessarily taking advantage.
I would definitely say if you can get some more free throws to fall, that'd be huge in this type of game.
Mustangs very aggressive, man-to-man defensively. Here's Kenzie Nelson on the right side wing. Dribbles back up top with one dribble left. Had it knocked away. She's double taken away. There's that aggressive defense turnover. And now Rock Creek pushing after the steal by Leese. Martini looking for Leese in the right corner. Tipped out of bounds by Kylie Nelson.
Laura Lear has really good hands over there as well. And on defense, Hiawatha is being very quick. But what Rock Creek is doing better than Hiawatha right now is making all of the girls collapse inside. They're making them go to the boards, and that's leaving an open three.
Rock Creek bringing on three new bodies. Frazee, Freeze, Pitzer all back in. Pitzer and Freeze both have two fouls. About a six-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Mustangs have it up top with an 8-7 advantage. This one knocked away by Michaela Williams. She's chasing it down, and she kind of tripped up. Lucy Martini going for that ball, and that's going to be a foul on Michaela Williams. That'll turn off the shot clock. 24 seconds to go, so Rock Creek can play for the final shot, leading 8-7.
If there's anything we're going to see tonight, it's going to be aggressiveness from the Hiawatha Redhawks.
Hiawatha ready to pick up defensively here, right at midcourt. Laura Lears. Here comes the trap. Dribbling into the corner is Frazee. Picks it up, baseline left, had it ripped away, and a tie-up is called. Possession arrow, though, keeps it with Rock Creek. 11 seconds to go in the quarter.
Hiawatha on this possession. They're going to want to get a stop. It's still 8-7, but don't want them to break away any farther.
Martini to throw it in, diving wide open, getting it up and in is Kylie Frazee for two. That was well done. 7 seconds to go. Rock Creek by three. Here's Addison Williams. Kylie Nelson being hounded. She got to get a shot up. She won't do so. Great defense by Rock Creek, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Number 7 and 4A, Rock Creek leading number 5 and 3A, Hiawatha 10-7. 12th annual Thunder Classic Girls Championship game here on KNZA. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA Girls Championship game at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic, going to quarter number two. Two top 10 teams in their respective classes duking it out here at Nemaha Central High School right now, number 7 and 4A. Rock Creek leading number 5 and 3A, Hiawatha, 10-7 as we go to the second 8 minutes. Got Paige and crew, Hiawatha Channel, Megan and Brandon here on KNZA. Hiawatha shot 10 free throws in that first quarter, only knocking down three of them. Right now, Kylie Nelson has it on the dribble. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Hands it off to Polly Rocky, who has checked into the game. Kylie, a little jab fake in the corner. Man-to-man, there's the trap, there's the bump, there's the foul. And if that's Freeze, that's her third. Oh, man, that is a tough one there for Rock Creek. Riley Freeze had 7 threes in their win yesterday. And she is right now going to stay on the floor. Nope. That's a smart move by head coach Trevor Keller. Thought for a second they were going to leave her out there. But the freshman, Reagan Atkins, quickly back in for her.
You know, Brandon and I watched that game, Rock Creek against Troy, and she was a huge factor in that entire game.
Just getting going, second quarter. Fresh shot clock here with Rocky on the right side, dribble. Now Michaela Williams. Here's a post touch. Nice little dump back from Twombly, and then Pitzer, another rejection at the rim.
It is going to be so hard for Hiawatha to get a nice layup with Pitzer on the floor.
And Pitzer also out there currently with two fouls. Freeze already down on the bench with three fouls. That was an issue for Rock Creek in the first quarter. Here's Michaela Williams. Now Kylie Nelson, a quick trigger from three, nearly banked it in. Long rebound, though, back to the free throw line for Michaela Williams, and then she is tied up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Rock Creek. Five turnovers now on Hiawatha.
Said it was going to be a factor against Rock Creek as they had 8 in that first quarter, but Hiawatha with another turnover to start the first.
That was a 45-second opening possession for the Redhawks, and they come up empty. Girls' championship game here at the Thunder Classic. Early second quarter, 10-7, Rock Creek by 3. Long pass, far side to near side. Hake back up top, Frazee. Two dribbles in, left side, Hake around a screen. Hiawatha 3-2 on the zone defensively. Pitzer got too deep on Kenzie Nelson, and that could be a problem all night. Pitzer for two. She's got four, and the lead is 5 at 12-7. Here's Kylie Nelson, hard drive, right side, picks it up inside the three-point line, and then they reverse the basketball. Here's Addison Williams up top with it, driving in, had it knocked away, but a foul's going to be called on the floor.
Another foul on Rock Creek.
Oh, boy, and that's Pitzer. That's her third. So Pitzer and Freese sitting on the sidelines with three fouls each at 6:38 to go until the half. Kenzie Nelson checking back in here for Addison Williams. Kenzie into the corner, Twombly. Now Michaela Williams, right side, now working. A little bit to her left, hands it off to Rocky. Nearly traveled, nope, there's the call. Turnover. Polly Rocky could not keep that pivot foot down. That is six first half turnovers for the Redhawks.
We've had some issues this year, Hiawatha. They try to get the pass, they can't see where they're going. They do a little bit of a hop, and unfortunately, that's travel every time.
Mustangs have the lone points here in the second quarter. We played 90 seconds. They lead Hiawatha 12-7. Here's Haig, right back to Frazee. Little two-man game up top. Still this 3-2 zone defense right now being applied by the Redhawks. Frazee up top. Quick pass. Atkins, nice ball fake. Dribbles in, kicks it back. Here's a three by Frazee. It rests off the heel and then falls off. And Nelson fighting for the rebound. That is Kylie who gets it down as Coach Stacey Jasper wants a foul as she's being hounded into the front court. And there is the whistle. And Hadley Hake's going to pick up her second. The fouls are continuing to pile up here on the Mustangs.
The Mustangs are doing a great job of being aggressive on defense, causing some issues for Hiawatha, but ultimately it's too much body contact.
That's the second foul on Haig, the third already, 2 minutes into this second quarter for the Mustangs. They were looking for a elbow touch and another steal, and then Rock Creek gives it right back. Both teams trade turnovers. Hiawatha down five, looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Mustangs are going to go man-to-man 90% of this game. Kylie fighting through traffic, another whistle, another foul. My goodness.
That is 14 fouls, still with 5:42 on the clock.
That is Emma Leiby, and now she has two fouls. I'm a little surprised they say that was on the shot. Kylie Nelson going to shoot two here. First free throw, spins out, no.
I think that rim is unfriendly to our free throws.
Hiawatha now just 3 of 11 from the free throw line here in this first half. They're down 5. 5:42 to go until this halftime break. Nelson's second free throw. That one is good. And now we get a stoppage and a quick sub in for Hiawatha after the free throw make. Addison Williams back in. Kylie Nelson, I'm sure, a very quick breather.
Hiawatha does a great job. They have three guards, Michaela Williams, Addison Williams, and Kylie Nelson. They can all trust to run the basketball.
Here's Rock Creek up the floor, right to left, leading 12-8. Coming up on 5.5 minutes to go, and another turnover for Rock Creek. Atkins on the left wing. That pass was a little bit high, and it goes into the Hiawatha bench. That is 10 first-half turnovers for Rock Creek. Yet they lead it 12-8 at 5.5 minutes to go, quarter number two. Here's Addison Williams picking up on a double. Kinsey a little bit of a roll. Now Michaela Williams, left side on the wing. Nice ball fake. In the lane, through traffic, shot, no. Kinsey fighting for the rebound, had it ripped away, but they're going to call a tie-up, and the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Hiawatha, and they get a fresh shot clock as Haley Leash checks back into the game for the Mustangs, replacing Kylie Frazee.
They are letting them play a little bit handsy, a little bit of aggressive, but it still might become a factor in this game.
Again, the Mustangs already four fouls here in the second quarter as Twombly on the inbounds pass up and in for two on the right block. She's got three. It's 12-10 Mustangs. 5:10 to go, first half. And Kylie Nelson right back to the scorer's table. Here's Haig. Here's Atkins. Good pass in the paint. That should have been a travel. No call. Three from the right wing. Missing left rim. Chasing it down and picking it up is Michaela Williams for Hiawatha. Down the middle of the floor, Addison Williams looking for Michaela. She wasn't ready for that pass, and this should be a tie-up on the right wing, and that'll give it back to Rock Creek, as that's an ill-advised turnover for the Redhawks.
Miscommunication on offense that'll send Kylie Nelson into the game for Michaela Williams.
We got 18 combined turnovers between these two teams in this first half. It has been a physical game to this point. Mustangs by two with the ball, 4:45 to go, quarter number two. Here's Martini up top, Atkins a touch. Looking right, back to Martini on the wing. Trying to get it down low, but nothing doing. Now Atkins working around the arc and backing to the right side. Martini pass to Adkins, sails away, out of bounds, hits the scores table, and Rock Creek turns it over for the 11th time in this first half.
Hiawatha on offense, just down two. Could be an interesting offensive play coming out of this.
Coming up on the 4:20 mark here in the second quarter, 12-10. Another opportunity to tie or take the lead here for the Redhawks. Kenzie Nelson right side on the wing, little two-man game, not much of a screen, although she did roll. They do go to Kenzie down low. She'll turn on two, turns back the other way. Difficult shot off the right foot. Offensive rebound, stuck up, no, as Claire Twombly had an incredible look off the miss but couldn't convert. Cleared away by Lucy Martini. Here comes Rock Creek with a two-point lead halfway into this second quarter. That's a tip pass, but right into the hands for Haley Leeds, and essentially right place, right time for two up close. It's 14-10, Rock Creek. Tally Nelson quickly back up the floor. Here's Lears diving in from the corner. A little teardrop. Laura Lears in the paint for two. 14-12, picking up things offensively a touch. 3:35 to go until the half. Walking down the middle of the floor, and a right side pass to Martini on the wing. They skip it to Hake left side. Back up top, Atkins. One dribble in. Right side, Martini. She'll go right wing to left wing to Hake. Puts it on the dribble. Backed out on the left wing. Back up top near midcourt. Kylie Nelson hounding Atkins here. Atkins gets around. Lost the handle. Somehow shoveled it into the corner. Atkins wide open for three. And it's off the left rim. No good. Rebound, Kenzie Nelson and Hiawatha. 14-12. Redhawks down two. 3 minutes to go first half in this championship game.
Miss Jasper calling out the play in her second year as a head coach. She's done a pretty good job so far.
Yeah, just a record of 24-9. Not too bad. 13-0 this season. Here is a corner three that's a little bit short by Twombly. And right there to grab that rebound was Haley Leese for Rock Creek. 14-12 Mustang. And we're going to get a timeout called by Trevor Keller, the head coach for Rock Creek. It's going to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's on KMZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Paige and crew with the Hiawatha Channel. Got Megan in studio on KMZA. Paige, it has been a long week for us here covering this 12th annual Thunder Classic, but we have seen a lot of good basketball. And right now, two top 10 teams in their respective classes. A defensive showdown. It's been a physical game. Rock Creek, a two-point lead, 2:40 to go until the half.
And a surprising stat for me, Kylie Frazee. She averages 17 points per game. She only has two. Kylie Nelson, who averages 20 points per game, she only has two. And that's from two free throws.
Yeah, pretty balanced. Nobody really standing out in the scoring department. We mentioned the stat earlier about Hiawatha shooting 10 free throws in the first quarter and only knocking down three of them. The foul trouble is a real issue here, though, for Rock Creek. Two of their best players, Riley Freese, Rory Pitzer, both on the bench still with three fouls. Two from Libby as well. So you got three starters saddled in foul trouble as they got a decent look from straight away, and that one was missed by Claire Bussing, who is seeing her first action in this game. So Coach Keller really having to go deep in the bench with the foul trouble, but Hiawatha getting a stop off the miss.
One perk that Rock Creek has, they are so deep.
And there's a steal. Aaron pass, and now running in transition. Awkward left-handed layup. And that is a nice finish from Haley Leese, and she's got four. And that is the Rock Creek lead at 16-12, approaching the final minute, couple minutes, I should say, of this second quarter. Here's Michaela Williams. Kenzie Nelson now the touch. Rock Creek man-to-man, of course, per usual. Back to Michaela Williams, left side on the wing, holding high, puts it down on the dribble a couple times, now three times right, crossing back over to her left. Left side it goes, Remy Steben-Morgan on the wing. Now Kylie Nelson, 9 seconds on the shot clock here for Hiawatha. She gets by the defender, tough shot in front of the free throw line is good for Kylie Nelson. She's got four, and it's 16-14 Mustangs, 1:35 to go until the half.
Something Kylie can do so well. Let's hope Hiawatha can get a stop here. 16-14, Rock Creek.
Here's Leeds. Pass to Bussing at the free throw line. Left that shot well. Short. Rebound for Kylie Nelson. Chance to tie or take the lead here. Approaching the final minute. Here's a deep three for the lead. No good. Steven Morgan, though, the offensive rebound. Second chance up and no good by Michaela Williams. And then tied up underneath. It goes out of bounds, and it's going back to Rock Creek.
A lot of girls hit the ground there for Hiawatha. There were two opportunities that just looked so close, but they could not capitalize.
We got 71 seconds to go in the half. 16-14 is our score. Rock Creek will have the basketball, working the full length of the floor. Redhawks sit back in a 2-3 zone. Here's Kylie Frazee. You mentioned 17 points per, but quiet in this first half with just two. Here's Martini up top, one dribble left. Now Lease on the wing. Martini up top again, back to Lease on the wing. Free throw line touch. It's Libby, into the corner. It's Frazee. Working back top of the circle on the dribble. 14 on the shot clock, 49 seconds to go in the half. Could have been a travel, no call though. Martini straight away, 8 seconds now on the shot clock. Driving in, Frazee bumps. And a foul's going to be called. Hiawatha fans wanted a travel. They did not get the call. Instead, a foul on Remy Siebenmorgan.
That's just the first team foul in Hiawatha. Rock Creek, however, they have four, but they've been a little bit chiller on the fouling.
41 seconds to go in the half. Rock Creek underneath to throw it in. A two-point lead. They get a fresh shot clock. Quick pass left side. It is Leaf. Now into the corner it goes, Martini. Ball fake. Diving in. Left shot blocked. And a foul called. Free throws coming for Rock Creek and Lucy Martini.
It's a second early foul for Remy Siebenmorgan.
First free throw attempts tonight for Rock Creek. Martini, a 5'6 junior. That one is no good off the left rim. Addison Williams checking back in for Remy Siebenmorgan. Also back in, Reagan Atkins for Rock Creek. So the shot clock is turned off. 16-14 Mustangs. Martini second. And she missed them both. Fighting for the rebound. Hiawatha has it for Addison Williams. 30 seconds to go in the half. Hiawatha can play for the final shot. Down two. Right now on the dribble, it's Addison Williams. Kenzie Nelson now a touch, right elbow, spins left, fades away. Tough one-handed shot, nearly got it to go. Kylie Nelson, the offensive rebound. Her second chance is no good. Kenzie gets another rebound and a foul on Rock Creek.
That'd be the fifth team foul on Rock Creek. Got to send Hiawatha back to the free throw line. But so far, there hasn't been much luck in the charity stripe.
It was 10-7 Mustangs at the end of the first quarter, and they lead 16-14 with 14 seconds to go in the half is Nelson's free throw, and that has been a problem, Paige. The free throw shooting has been an issue here in this first half. Red Hawks have had a bevy of opportunities, but just coming up empty.
A totally different game if we can knock some down some free throws. Win or lose, I think that's going to be a topic of discussion.
Kenzie looking for her first point, hits the heel, hits the rim again, falls off, she goes 0 for 2. Michaela Williams snags an offensive rebound, and she is pounded by three white jerseys, but 7 seconds to go, the Redhawks have a chance to tie or take the lead here. 3 seconds to go into Kenzie Nelson, pits her guarding, fading away, firing, no good at the buzzer, and that takes us to the end of the first half of this girls' championship game. Defensive heavy, no doubt about it. It's number 7 and 4A Rock Creek. Leading number 5 and 3A, Hiawatha, 16-14 our score at the end of the first half. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. We'll dive into it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sidelines is the place to be. Find us at Sabetha, Kansas. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thunder Classic Girls Championship game. Kind of a lot to dissect here with Paige and company, Hiawatha Channel, Megan in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. The halftime show, as always, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Rock Creek, Paige leading Hiawatha 16-14.
You know what, coming into this game, I really knew it was going to be close. I knew it was going to be competitive. I knew it was going to be aggressive. I did not expect it to be such low scoring. Not with one of the best scorers in the Big East League, and with Kylie Frazee.
We had 21 combined turnovers. Hiawatha went 4 for 14 from the free throw line in the first half. Rock Creek only took 2 free throw attempts in the first half, didn't make either of them. Rock Creek hit 2 threes. Hiawatha 0 for from behind the arc. Going through the scoring right now, it is very low, as we mentioned, 16-14 at the half. But for Hiawatha, they got 4 points from Kylie Nelson, 3 apiece from Michaela Williams and Claire Twombly, 4 as well from Laura Lears. And then you look at Rock Creek's side, 4 apiece from Haley Leeds and Rory Pitzer, and 3 points apiece, Lucy Martini and Reagan Atkins, and then 2 points from Kylie Frazee. The other key stat, we mentioned the fouls. 2 crucial starters with 3 fouls for Rock Creek. That's Riley Freese and Rory Pitzer. And then they also got a key bench player in Hadley Hake with 2 fouls. And then another starter in Emma Leiby with 2 fouls. So again, the fouls were piling up. Hiawatha got a ton of free throw attempts, but could not convert at a high rate. Red Hawks 4 for 14 at the line, as we mentioned in the first half. Those stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tank and Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. We continue our halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Championship game at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Girls side of the bracket. Two top-tier teams in their respective classes duking it out. It's a defensive battle, to say the least. Number 7 and 4A Rock Creek leading undefeated in number 5 and 3A Hiawatha 16-14 as we are moments away from the start of the second half. We step aside, one final timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This week is CRNA Week, and at Amberwell, we're taking a moment to recognize our certified registered nurse anesthetist. CRNAs play a critical role in surgical care, providing safe, skilled anesthesia services for patients across our communities. Their calm focus, expertise, and teamwork help make every procedure possible. To our CRNAs, thank you for the care you provide every day. Happy CRNA Week from all of us at Amberwell.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor, 12th Annual Thunder Classic Girls Championship game about to start the third quarter. Hiawatha trailing Rock Creek. It is 16-14. That's right, you heard it. 10-7 Rock Creek after one. Hiawatha outscored the Mustangs 7-6 in quarter number two. It is 16-14 Rock Creek. Hiawatha now offensively, right to left as we view it in the second half. And down two, here we go. Hiawatha at 13-0. They were looking for Kylie Nelson inside and quickly taken away. An early turnover by the Redhawks. And then Rock Creek giving it right back. As it's taken away by Addison Williams, they get it up the floor. Michaela Williams for two in transition. And we're tied at 16.
Had the turnover, stole it right back, and got the layup.
A 16-16 tie, just getting going, quarter number three. Into the corner, Atkins, now pits her down low, and she had it taken away. It's another steal by Addison Williams. Turnovers continuing to pile up here for the Mustangs in this game. Chance for Hiawatha to take the lead. We're deadlocked at 16, and there's the bump, and there's the foul going against the freshman, Reagan Atkins. As it was Addison Williams dribbling around the perimeter.
That might have been a little bit of a frustration foul after those two turnovers.
Hiawatha chance to take the lead. 40 seconds into the third quarter. They got a fresh shot clock. Here's Twombly. Now Addison Williams, Michaela. Here's Kylie Nelson, right wing. Steps back, a long-range three. It's off the front rim and fighting for the rebound going against Hiawatha. I think they're going to get Claire Twombly here, and they do, and that's her second foul. First team foul on the Redhawks here in the third quarter.
Going in for the rebound, bumps her in the back. It's going to be a call every time, Brandon.
Now we expected this game to be a grind. Maybe not 16-16 a minute into the third quarter, but that is where we are at. Mustangs with the basketball, getting this zone defense, 2-3 variety for Hiawatha. Here is Martini, right side, Atkins now in the corner. Back up top it goes. This is Frazee. Wide open, Martini, a three left side, clanks off the right rim, rebound chased down in the corner by Kylie Nelson. That is her sixth rebound in this game. 6:42 to go, third quarter, a 16-16 tie. Mustangs still going man. Trevor Keller, head coach for Rock Creek, barking out the defensive calls. Kylie Nelson in the lane, works left block, spinning on Pitzer, kicks it back out to Kenzie. Long skip pass to Addison Williams. Backing out of touch. 14 on the shot clock here for Hiawatha. Here is Michaela Williams. Right elbow. Picks it up. Kenzie Nelson left side. Sets the feet. Fires a three. Left side rim. Missing short. And a rebound cleared away by Kylie Frazee. About 2 minutes into this third quarter. 16-16 is our score. Here's Atkins trying to break the tie with a long three. Can't get it to go from the right wing. Kylie Nelson chasing it down and then saves it in the corner to Addison Williams.
I'm going to say, some of these Rock Creek girls should run track. And if they don't, that's a shame.
Yeah, they are a fast-paced moving team, no doubt about it. There's Kylie Nelson with the touch left wing. 5:50 to go, clock moving third quarter. We're locked up at 16. Here's a ball pick by Kylie. She'll dive in, floating one over Pitzer. Couldn't get it to go. And then Pitzer rips that rebound away, and they're going to get a foul on Kenzie Nelson, I think.
That is a really hard foul to call. Tough one you're going to want back.
You know, Pitzer had good positioning, and there wasn't a ton of contact, just the arm of Kenzie just kind of nestled in from behind, and it will be the first foul on Kenzie Nelson, second against the Redhawks here in the third quarter. Still locked up at 16-16. 5.5 minutes to go, quarter number three. Into the game, Riley Freeze, Pitzer down low. Boy, she had a great look, missed everything but backboard, and a backside rebound for Kenzie Nelson, her fifth rebound tonight. Another chance for the Redhawks to retake the lead. Addison Williams to Michaela. Now Kenzie Nelson, left elbow. Turns it back up top to Michaela Williams, who drives in from the left wing. Now Addison in the corner, backs up off the screen. Long skip pass, Kylie Nelson. Thought about the three, turning it down. Backed out by a double team. Into the corner, wide open. Twombly a three, front rim no. And Kenzie Nelson fighting for the rebound and drawing a foul against Rock Creek.
Kenzie is such an amazing, amazing rebounder. She has seven so far tonight. Man, we're so lucky to have her on this team.
That's the second foul on Kylie Frazee again. Fouls have been a major issue for the Mustangs in this game. Their second foul of the quarter. 3 minutes in, five to go. Three on the way. Addison Williams couldn't get that one to go from the left wing. And a foul called on the rebound going against Hiawatha. They get Michaela Williams with her second and team foul number three. Well, we've been sitting on 16-16 for a New York minute. The only points for Hiawatha here in the third quarter. Might be the first team to get to 30, Paige, wins this game the way this one's going. Pitzer down low, kicks it out into the corner. Right side three on the way, trickles out after it hit the rim three times. And Kylie Nelson, heady play to hit it up to herself in transition. Stopping, popping, missing short from the right block. Rebound cleared away by Freeze.
A beautiful move, just left it a little bit short, was Kylie Nelson.
Once again, 16-16, 4:20 to go, right side three on the way. That one missing, Pitzer the offensive rebound, she's fouled, she'll go to the line.
Another foul on Hiawatha, team fourth, I believe.
Yeah, that will be the fourth, rest of the quarter with 4:21 to go. As they got that foul on Twombly, her third. Here's Pitzer at the line. She's got 4 points, a couple of boards. Knocks in the first free throw to break the 16-16 tie. It is 17-16 Mustangs. Twombly has to come out with the three fouls. Remy Sieben Morgan in for her.
The big free throw is here for the six-foot junior.
It's only the fourth free throw attempt of the game as Pitzer missed that one hard off the right rim and then a tie-up on the rebound attempt, and that earns the possession back for Rock Creek. That was Riley Freeze tying up down low.
A really great hustle there. You could tell they want that possession back.
17-16 Mustangs. 4:19 to go, third quarter. Championship game here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Inside, great set play. Easy bucket for Kylie Frazee. She's got four. 19-16, a three-point advantage now for Rock Creek. Here's Addison Williams on the dribble between the rings, working right, hands it off to Kenzie, right back to Addison. Halfway in, halfway home, quarter number three, 19-16 Mustangs. There's Kylie Nelson still on the dribble, being hounded on the perimeter by Hake. Now Addison handing off to Michaela Williams up top, 10 seconds on the shot clock here for the Redhawks. Still on the dribble is Michaela Williams. Now Addison a touch, diving in from the left wing, took it all the way, a lot of contact, and it's ripped away. It is a steal there for Freese and a turnover by Hiawatha, and the Rock Creek Mustangs get up the floor quickly and get an easy bucket for Martini, who's got five, and that's the lead now for Rock Creek at 21-16. 5-0 spurt here by the Mustangs as Kylie Nelson drove hard down the middle of the floor into the lane, drawing a foul, and she'll shoot two.
Hiawatha is doing a really great job getting into the lane because Rock Creek is not letting this team shoot any threes. They did some scouting and knows that Hiawatha likes to shoot.
Well, they gave that foul to Riley Freese. Trevor Keller wondering if that was the accurate call because that is four fouls now on Freese. Kylie at the line, her first freebie, in and out, no good. Free throw struggles continuing for the Redhawks in this game.
You can tell they're getting frustrated, too. You know, when they miss a free throw, that's something they practice every single day.
So Freese has to come out. Here's Adkins back in for her. Let's see how long Coach Keller leaves one of the best shooters on their team on the bench with four fouls. We still got 3:26 to go in the quarter. Kylie goes one for two. She hits the second. She has 5 points. Also worth noting, 8 rebounds with that 5-point spot. 21-17 Mustangs, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Adkins had it blocked from the side on a three, and they get Michaela Williams with the foul. Adkins will shoot not two, but three.
Tough giveaway because it's also the 15th foul on Hiawatha.
Mustangs in the bonus the rest of the quarter. The freshman Adkins shorts on the first free throw. No good. She'll have two more. 21-17 Mustangs, 3:17 to go in this championship game. Adkins again, knocks the second one down. She's got four. She hit two threes, had 6 points in their win yesterday against Troy. Laura Lears checking back in here for Hiawatha, taking the spot of Michaela Williams. Trying to go two for three, can't do so. She missed the third and goes one for three on that stint. Rebound, Kenzie Nelson. 22-17, the Rock Creek lead as we approach the final 3 minutes of quarter number three. Lears left corner, closed out by Martini. Post touch, Kenzie flips it up and in. Well done. Soft touch on the left block. Kenzie Nelson, her first two tonight, and it's 22-19, Rock Creek. Here's Hake, left side, Adkins on the wing. Long skip pass to the right corner. Martini's pass to the top of the key, knocked away. Lears nearly came away with a steal, but Frazee's the one who chased it down, works it back into the front court. Now a post touch. Boy, what hustle by Laura Lears, and she knocked another one out of bounds.
That was an amazing hustle there by the senior. She only knocked one ball. She knocked two.
Nearly got a couple of opportunities there, but the Mustangs have 16 on the shot clock. Working inside, Frazee again on the inbounds, and another two for Kylie Frazee. 24-19, Rock Creek, 2:34 and counting, third quarter. Boy, what a dream season it's been at this point for the Redhawks. 13-0. They have won 17 of 18 going back to the end of last season. Kylie DeKenzie on the block. Good pass. Addison Williams, deep left wing three. Well short. Steven Morgan trying to fight for the rebound. Comes up into the hands of Kenzie Nelson for a second chance opportunity. But that ball did not hit rim, so only 10 seconds here on the shot clock. And trying to go for a steal was Hadley Hake, and she's going to be whistled for a foul on the perimeter.
That'll be her third and another person in foul trouble for the Rock Creek Mustangs.
Freese on the bench with four. Pitzer and Hake now with three as well. That gives Hiawatha a fresh shot clock. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Redhawks trailing Rock Creek 24-19. Kenzie was trying to get a pass on the right wing. Anticipation by Leiby, and she takes it away. Turnover, Redhawks. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Martini back up top. Frazee, left side, Adkins. Now at the free throw line, Hake dumping one down. It's knocked away. Kenzie trying to save it. Can't do so. It's out of bounds. And Rock Creek will keep the possession underneath with 20 on the shot clock. Claire Twombly back into the game for Hiawatha, replacing Kenzie Nelson.
You know, something we probably haven't mentioned yet is the game is supposed to be played tomorrow. There's probably some fatigue setting in.
We've mentioned it a few times for sure.
Well, not in this game.
Not in this game. Yeah. And inside again, we've seen that three times in this quarter, finding Frazee underneath on an inbounds play. This time she's fouled and she'll shoot two. They get Lears on the foul, her first. Bonus the rest of the quarter for Rock Creek. Frazee for two at the line. First one on the way, and that one spins in there. She's got seven to lead the Mustangs in this game, and it's 25-19, Rock Creek.
You can start to see why she averages 17 a game.
Second one on the way. Got them both. And now a timeout being called by Rock Creek, creating a little bit of separation here in this third quarter late. Minute 52 to go. 26-19, Rock Creek. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on Candleland Radio, plus 52 to go, third quarter, championship game, 12th annual Thunder Classic. The girls' title game is tightly contested, but Rock Creek calling that timeout, creating a little separation here. It's 26-19, their lead over Hiawatha. Again, that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Paige and crew, Hiawatha Channel, Megan in studio, Brandon Stabner with you. Don't forget, after this one tonight, we'll get you set for a busy edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. So out of the timeout, Red Hawks down at 26-19, minute 52 to go in the quarter. And they work it into the front court from right to left with Michaela Williams, the waist-high dribble. Angles right to the wing, missing a screen, now dribbles into the corner, lost it in the corner, and it's picked up by Leiby. Turnover, Red Hawks.
Big turnover here for your... at Hiawatha Red Hawk.
Here's Atkins in the corner. Fans wanted a travel, no call. Instead of three straight away, that's an air ball delivered by Frazee out of bounds back to Hiawatha.
Hiawatha, they need to find some points here. They're still down seven. Biggest lead for the Mustangs in this half.
Biggest lead for Rock Creek in this game. This is a crucial next 80 seconds here for the Red Hawks. They have the possession down seven. Here's Twombly with it. One dribble. Lears in the corner. Wants to go baseline. Tough spot. Steven Morgan backside. Missed the layup. And a rebound for Rock Creek and Martini. But then Martini traveled with it. So fortunate for the Red Hawks to get that possession back. And Rory Pitzer is going to check back in for Rock Creek. And misses some time with three fouls. Addison Williams back in. Kenzie Nelson back in as well for Hiawatha. Minute 9 to go. Quarter number 3. Red Hawks underneath. Down 7. To Addison Williams in the corner, quickly back to Nelson, working inside on Pitzer, little fake right, goes back left, Pitzer played great defense, Addison Williams a three, front rim no, and a rebound for Rock Creek. Pretty good look there, but unable to convert. Final minute of this third quarter, 26-19, Rock Creek in the front court. Here's Frazee wanting a ball screen from Hake. Nelson defended it well. Martini deep on the right wing. That one is high off the rim. No. Pitzer grabbed the rebound and then tied up immediately by Kenzie Nelson. And if that's a tie-up, it's going back to Hiawatha, but didn't really see the call.
Kylie did a great job getting in the hustle, getting to the ball.
Well, what's the call? It is a jump ball. Hiawatha fans giving the official some help there, letting them know that alternating possession, giving it back to Hiawatha. So the Red Hawks do get a stop. There's 42 seconds remaining in the quarter. So a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 26-19, Rock Creek. This is the Hiawatha team averaging 54 points per game coming in, but just 19 on the scoreboard as we're in the latter portion of this third period. Here's Kylie Nelson being chased into the corner. Now that's a tough spot to be in, a double, spinning, and she turns it over.
They're going to call a charge on Kylie after being in it trapped. That's a tough foul if you're a Hiawatha fan.
Well, the Red Hawk faithful do not approve. It is the first foul on Kylie Nelson. That gives it back to Rock Creek, leading by 7. 23 seconds now remaining in this third quarter. Rock Creek coach Trevor Keller saying, we got to play for the final shot. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand. Kylie Frazee about 6 feet in front of midcourt. Kylie pushing on her. There comes the double. Free throw line wide open. Martini gets the soft touch and then pits her off the miss. Is fouled. She'll shoot two. Kind of anticipated that one going in, but a little bit late off the rim. Pitzer an offensive rebound and back to the line.
You can tell some frustration right now for Hiawatha. There's a lot of things not going their way. The shots aren't falling. Fouls are happening. They've got to get themselves together and composed.
That is the fourth foul on Claire Twombly. Pitzer at the line, and she calmly knocks down the first free throw attempt. She's got six in this game. Haley Lees checks back in here. And also Laura Lears back in for Hiawatha. Just 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 27-19, Rock Creek. They've dominated this third quarter. Second by Pitzer. Hits off the heel. High rebound by Michaela Williams. 3 seconds. Michaela right down the middle. Angles right. She won't even get a shot up in time. Not the way you really wanted that to end. And a pretty dominant defensive effort for Rock Creek. And they create some separation as we go to the fourth and final quarter. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic Girls Championship game. At the end of three, it's Rock Creek 27 and Hiawatha 19. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that martial arts can be a family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamugi Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our 10th broadcast this week from the 12th annual Thunder Classic. And we're going to the fourth quarter. Girls Championship game, Rock Creek, an 11-5 advantage on Hiawatha in that third period. They lead it 27-19 as we start this fourth and final quarter. Mustangs with the possession and that advantage on the board. Here's Hake, quick touch pass inside, wrapping it, Pitzer in the corner, Adkins a three, front rim no, rebound for Kylie Nelson. The Redhawks get a stop on Rock Creek's opening possession of the fourth quarter. Kylie, heavy on the dribble, pulls up from the free throw line, left that shot short, fighting for that rebound, nicely done, is Laura Lears, and then knocked away, and a whistle and a foul.
This foul's going to go against Rock Creek, and an early foul against the Mustangs.
And they get it on Rory Pitzer. That is her fourth. Rock Creek side not approving of that call. So Hiawatha, fresh shot clock. 31 seconds into the fourth quarter. They're down eight. It's their largest deficit of the game. Here's Kylie Nelson, left wing. Putting a shoulder down. Kicks it back up top. Addison Williams. Now Michaela a touch. Little swing through. Back to Addison. 24 here on the shot clock, 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Kenzie thought about it, turns down. Pitzer closing out on the right wing. Back up top to Addison Williams. Working right, gets a Kenzie screen into the corner. Now backing over to the wing, handing off Addison. Thought about it twice. And now just 7 seconds here. They get it into the hands of Kylie Nelson. Under 5 seconds. Gets away, though. That's got to be a double dribble. And Kylie put it down, picked it up, put it down again. You can't do that. And a crucial turnover there by Hiawatha. They waste all 35 and give it right back with no points on the board, so it stays 27-19 Mustangs. 6:55 to go in this game.
Turnover's been a problem for both teams, but right now they're really settling Hiawatha.
16 turnovers in this game. Right side three is good by Lucy Martini, and she's got eight. It is an 11-point Rock Creek lead with 6:40 to go. Hiawatha 13-0 coming into this game, but in trouble here against number 7 and 4A, Rock Creek, and a timeout called by Coach Jasper as Rock Creek was ramping up the pressure defensively. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, if you're just...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I think our biggest problem right now, if you're a Hiawatha Redhawk, that you're getting so trapped. You can't break it. Those girls are so much taller than you. There's so much athleticism on the floor. Hiawatha's struggling to get any offensive points on the board, and Rock Creek, well, they're making the points count when it matters most.
Well, right now it's the largest deficit for Hiawatha in this game with 6:31 to go. It's 30-19 in favor of the Mustangs as they just got a three a moment ago from the right wing by Lucy Martini. See what Coach Jasper is going to ultimately draw up out of this timeout. We'll have 22 on the shot clock in the front court. So on the floor, Addison Williams, Michaela Williams, Laura Lears, Kenzie Nelson, and Kylie Nelson for the Redhawks. They get it up top, Michaela Williams going to work. Gets to the right side of the floor. Wide open, Laura Lears a three, halfway down and out. And the ball is trickling into the left corner. Bodies hit the floor. Kylie Nelson scrambles to pick it up. Lears dumping it down. Fresh shot clock here for Michaela Williams on the block. Little up, little under. Can't get it to go with the left hand. And it's cleared away by Livy. Boy, the Redhawks had two good looks there. Just couldn't convert. And the turnover into the front court as Frazee kind of lost the handle. She's going to be called for a double dribble. Paige, is it just me or... are both fan bases really into this one?
Yeah, I'm kind of holding my breath every single time there's a whistle trying to figure out who's going to yell first.
Approaching 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Redhawks with the ball down 11. It's 30-19. Still a ways to go, though. Addison, hard drive. And will they count it? And one. How about it? A big and one there for Addison Williams. Her first points tonight in a big spot. And that is the fourth foul on Emma Leiby. That is the fourth foul. So Emma Leiby with four. Freese and Pitzer both four fouls as well. And the free throw is good for Addison Williams. And a three-point play gets Hiawatha back to within eight. 30-22 Mustangs, 5:55 to go. Mustangs in a 2-3 or going against the 2-3 of Hiawatha, I should say. Martini set, she'll fire, air ball's a three, and right underneath the basket was Laura Lears, and then threw it off a Rock Creek defender and got the possession back.
That's a high-Q play right there from the senior. Rock Creek, they're doing a great job of getting second-half opportunities and rebounds. And if they want to pull away from this game, they're going to have to score pretty much all the time.
Haley Lees back into the game for Rock Creek. Redhawks working into the front court from right to left. 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Mustangs are leading it 30-22. Addison Williams had it knocked away and a scrum for the ball near midcourt and wants the call.
They called it a jump ball to stay with Hiawatha.
Neither of those two girls had possession of the ball. So
we just nod our heads and say yes.
We just tell the people what was called. Redhawks will keep the possession. 23 on the shot clock. They're down 8. Here's Kylie Nelson working on Lees, gets to the rack, nearly got the shot to go, and they're going to whistle Rock Creek for another foul. They get Adkins with her second, and free throws coming for Kylie Nelson. It has been a light night for Kylie Nelson in the scoring department, just 5 points. Make it 6. But, according to my count, she does have 10 rebounds. 30-23 is our score. Kylie with one more. That one in and out. Fighting for the rebound. Still tipped around. Rock Creek comes up with it with Adkins. Fans wanted to travel. No call. Here's Martini into the front court. Angles left. Gets by two defenders. Kicks into the left corner. This is Hake for three. That one spun out. No good. Rebound cleared away for Hiawatha and Addison Williams. About 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. Redhawks once down by as many as 11. They're down 7. With 5 minutes to go, and a whistle and a foul. Going against Rock Creek, make it 4 fouls already. The rest of the game, Hiawatha's going to be in the bonus as they get Martini with her first. Kylie Frazee checks back in for the Mustangs. Fresh shot clock here for Hiawatha down 7. 5 minutes to go. Kayla Williams swinging the elbow through. She drives, got it knocked away, and a steal by Adkins. Turnover by Hiawatha. Things are ramping up here, both sides. 4:45 and counting, and that one's knocked away, and that's a steal for Michaela Williams. Michaela, all the way, good defense, out of bounds, and it's going back to Rock Creek. You couldn't play it any better in transition if you were Lucy Martini. Hiawatha fans wanted a foul. They did not get it.
On my stat sheet, Brandon, out of Michaela Williams, a 3 steals. She has had the hot hands here tonight.
And the Red Hawks squander an opportunity there. They're still down 7 at 30-23. 4.5 minutes to go in this game. Turning at the elbow, going left into the corner. This is a three by Freeze, and it was blocked out of bounds. Good defense over there on the far side by Laura Lears. Another sub in back for Rock Creek. This is Frazee. Placing Atkins. 23 on the shot clock here for Rock Creek as Martini throws it in underneath. Trying to find somebody, and it's knocked away. Bodies in the paint, falling for it. Should be a jump ball. It'll keep it with Rock Creek. Now the officials discussing something.
I think they're trying to decide if there was possession of the ball.
They're going to call it travel instead. Well, either way, well, I say that is a big deal because it keeps the possession arrow with Rock Creek. They were going to have the ball anyways. So they said Hiawatha gained that possession but turned it over on a travel, so they get a fresh shot clock. Here's a nice drive. Here's a kick. Here's a three. Front rim, no. Fighting for the rebound. Red Hawks have it with Kylie Nelson. Another board for her. And then reaching in is Riley Freese, and she is fouled out of the game. And free throws coming for Kylie Nelson. Red Hawks down 7 about the halfway point of the fourth quarter.
There's a lot of tension going on right now. 5 team fouls on Rock Creek. Hiawatha at the free throw line.
So Freese fouls out. She had 23 points and 7 threes in the win against Troy. She did not score in this game tonight. That is a rough turnaround. 4:15 to go. Kylie Nelson at the line. And that one up and no good.
The rim has been a little bit unkind to the Red Hawks at the free throw line tonight.
Kylie just 4-for-9 at the free throw line in this game. And she got the second to go. She's 5-for-10. And now we get a whistle and a timeout for Stacey Jasper in Hiawatha. It is a 6-point game at 30-24. 4:15 to go. Girls championship game here at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this here on KNZA.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Intensity is rising here at Nemaha Central High School, 12th annual Thunder Classic Girls Championship game. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Rock Creek leading Hiawatha 30-24. At one point, the Red Hawks trailed by as many as 11 in this second half, but they are slowly chipping away. Alongside Paige and company, Hiawatha Channel, Megan in studio, Brandon Tabman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Friday night. Out of the timeout, Kylie and Kenzie Nelson on the floor, Michaela Williams, Addison Williams, and Laura Lears, the five Red Hawks, as the Mustangs work it into the front court, leading by 6. Martini up top, one dribble. Goes to Martini now, pits her down low, shot, good.
Not much Addison Williams can do there, arms straight up, about as best defense as you can give.
Yeah, Pitzer listed at 6 feet tall, got right under the bucket, laid it in to make it 32-24, 3:50 to go. Here's a little give and go, Kenzie lost the handle, ball being batted around, it goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with Hiawatha, 21 on the shot clock, 3:46 to go in the game.
Hiawatha needs to get a bucket here, down 32-24.
So throwing it in, near side corner. Addison Williams gets to Kenzie Nelson on the left wing. 19 on the shot clock, being hounded up top. It's been a physical game, to say the least. Kylie driving, picks it up, and draws a foul to left elbow. Hiawatha fans loving that. Rock Creek fans hating that. And that's the fourth foul on Hake. So Freese has already fouled out, and they also got Leiby, Pitzer, and Hake all with four fouls. Kylie right back to the line, and she missed the free throw.
Hiawatha girls are going to have to keep their heads up if they want to get back into this game.
3:37 left in this one. 32-24 Rock Creek. And the second, no good as well. Rebound for Pitzer and Rock Creek. Boy, it's been a tough night at the free throw line for Hiawatha. Mustangs into the front court. 3.5 minutes to go. They lead the Redhawks by 8. Hiawatha 13-0 entering this game. Rock Creek was in at 10-2. Here's Frazee with it. Losing the dribble right wing. Lears defending. Martini up top. Free throw line touch. This is Leiby inside Pitzer. Couldn't get it to go. And that should be over the back on Pitzer. And Pitzer is now fouled out of the game.
That's a huge call if you're a Rock Creek fan.
I don't say it often. That was the correct call.
She
didn't have the positioning that she needed there.
I'm going to give her a shout-out. Every single time there's a ball going to the hoop, she's going to the board.
So two of the better players for Rock Creek on the bench have fouled out with Brees and now Pitzer and Kenzie Nelson. Two huge free throws coming up. It has been a tough night all the way around for Hiawatha at the stripe. They're down 8, 3:10 to go. Kenzie's first is good. 3 points for Kenzie tonight. She does have 8 rebounds. Makes it 32-25. Second on the way. High arcing. That one got the shooter's touch. Two big free throws for Kenzie Nelson. 32-26 Rock Creek approaching the final 3 minutes of this game. Championship up for grabs. Here's the Thunder Classic. Here's a right side pass. Hake open for three. Swish. The first bucket tonight for freshman Hadley Hake. A monster three in the right corner. Now Kylie scrambling. She lost the ball inside. And if that is a tie-up and a technical is going to be called against Kylie Nelson, this is a massive swing going in the favor of Rock Creek. So Kylie turns it over and is going to be called for a technical foul. Well, let's sort this out with 2:51 to go.
That would just be the first foul in Hiawatha as well.
Now, you mentioned earlier throughout the broadcast opportunities with frustration fouls and just things just not going clean. And we're going to get two technical foul free throws here for Rock Creek after Kenzie Nelson was, or correction, Kylie, beg your pardon, called for that technical foul. They're going to put Kylie Frazee at the line, who's 2 for 2 in this game tonight. She has 8 points. And her first is good. 9 points for the junior, Kylie Frazee. It's 36-26, Rock Creek by 10. She knocks down this one. It'll match the largest lead tonight for the Mustangs. And the next one on the way, that one pure. So it's now 37-26, Rock Creek, 2:51 to go. And after the two free throws, they get the possession thanks to the technical foul. No, Redhawks got to get a stop, Paige.
And we said it's getting a little tension in this building.
Yeah.
It's either the cap or it's just going to keep flowing.
I'm not sure. At least this season, I can honestly say, this is the most intense battle between two fan bases.
You haven't seen some new games, Brennan.
I can't see them all every week, but only the ones I'm assigned to.
All for you, and you can go back and look at each fan.
All right, here we go. 2:50 and counting now in this game. It's Rock Creek leading 37-26. They get a look inside, but missing the layup. Oh, boy, Leiby wish she had that one back. An absolute bunny, and then a foul on Leiby. And she is fouled out of the game. We're going to walk the other way to shoot free throws. It looked like Kylie Nelson maybe banged up a little bit on that play. That is the third player for Rock Creek to foul out of this game. My goodness. They're going to run out of bodies if they're not careful. That'll bring back the freshman, Reagan Adkins. 2:42 to go. Kylie is at the line. Redhawks down 7. Or correction, 37-26. It's 11. Kylie's first free throw is good. Paige, that was her 13th free throw attempt of this game. Next one will be 14.
But surprising.
37-27, second one for Kylie. That one good as well. 9 points and a near double-double for Kylie Nelson. And the Mustangs turn it over. That's exactly what the Red Hawks needed. Errant pass to nobody on the far side of the floor. And the Red Hawks, 2:42 left, down 9, 37-28. Another opportunity. Red Hawks need a bucket. Here's Michaela Williams on the dribble right wing. Crossing over back and forth, left to right. Works it back center of the floor. Hands it off to Addison Williams. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Little three-man weave action going. Now Kenzie, free throw line. Addison Williams up top. Here's Michaela Williams driving in, slicing through. Tough shot. Can't go. It falls off. And it's out of bounds. Or no, they're going to call a foul on Rock Creek as Kenzie was fighting for that rebound. And that is Hague's fifth. I'm not sure I've seen a game where four players have fouled out. And when I mean Rock Creek's running out of bodies, they got to bring back a freshman who played very sparingly in the first quarter in Claire Bussing.
Brandon, here's an interesting fact. In their tournament history, they have a team, the 32-team foul in 2005 in Fall City. That might be matched here tonight.
That's an interesting stat to pull out right there. Kenzie knocks down a huge free throw. She's got five. It's 37-29 Rock Creek. 2:19 to go in the game. Kenzie's next one is good. 0-for-4 in the first half from the line. She's 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter from the line. Rock Creek breaks the press. They get it up the floor and they lay it in for two. Haley Lee beat everybody. And it's 39-30 Rock Creek, just north of 2 minutes to go. Here's Lears in the paint. Now Kenzie Nelson, left block. One dribble in. Tough shot. Flips it up. No. Rebound Rock Creek. And a foul on Kenzie Nelson. Down to a minute 58. Just the second team foul on the Redhawks here in the fourth quarter.
Under 2 minutes to go here.
Correction, that was their third foul. And now the Redhawks have to ramp up the pressure down nine. Just south of 2 minutes to go. 39-30 Mustangs. They dump it into Frazee. Crossing over down the middle of the floor. Still on the dribble. In the paint. Takes it all the way. Scoops it up and in. My goodness. Frazee with a big deuce. 41-30 Mustangs. Redhawks running out of time. They got to get a shot up here. Nice ball fake. Michaela driving. Drawing a foul. That'll stop the clock at 1:40. Check the foul. It's Claire Bussing. Just her first. When's the last time we called a Rock Creek foul and saying it was their first foul?
First quarter.
Probably the first quarter. Kayla Williams at the line. Calmly knocks down the first. She's 2-for-3 in that category. 6 points in this game to go along with 6 rebounds. 41-31 Rock Creek. 1:40 to go in the game. Bends the knees. Lifts it up. It hits off the heel. Kylie Nelson, though, an offensive rebound. Got it back up, and she got it to go. And a quick timeout called. Or wait, what's the call? A delay of game warning on Michaela Williams for maybe pushing the ball away as Rock Creek was trying to throw it in. So essentially a three-point play there for the Redhawks. It's 41-33 at 1:34 and now counting left in this game. Rock Creek gets it into the front court. Hiawatha, they still have two fouls to give. Trapped in the corner with Lee. And Rock Creek had no choice. They had to burn a timeout. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So Hiawatha doing everything they can to try to get back into this game, Paige. But they're down 8 with a minute 24 left to go.
They're going to have the hot hands, get a couple of threes, get a couple of steals. But Rock Creek, every single person on this Mustangs team can score, and they can do it very efficiently. That timeout by Coach Trevor Keller, he's telling those girls, don't play off the pedal. Hiawatha sure isn't.
You want to take a stab without looking at your sheet? How many free throw attempts Hiawatha has taken in this game?
25.
31.
Oh, my.
And they have made 15 of them. Hiawatha, 15 of 31 from the free throw line in this game. They're down 41-33. Minute 24 to go.
Rock Creek has 26 fouls.
What'd you say that record was?
That record is 32. We might get there. It has to, like...
Still a ways. Rock Creek again. They have four players fouled out in this game. And out of the timeout, they're on the possession. It's knocked away, out of bounds, and it's A turnover forced by Michaela Williams with active hands. So the Redhawks get a much-needed stop.
She has four steals on my chart tonight.
A minute 20 to go. Redhawks down 41-33 with the ball. There's Addison Williams. Now Michaela up top. Kenzie gets by, fires the contested three, short, rebound Rock Creek. Decent look, pushing the board, and a foul on the Redhawks. Just their third. It stops the clock at 106. That's the fourth on Michaela Williams. So still one foul to give. 41-33 Rock Creek. And the Mustangs just chucked it in. And precious time running off the clock. There's the reach in. There's the foul on Kylie Nelson. That's her third. And the last foul to give. Next one puts Rock Creek at the free throw line. 59.6 seconds remaining in this one. They get it into the backcourt with Kylie Frazee. Clock is on the move. How long does Hiawatha go? They're down eight. Can't take too much time off the clock as Frazee continues to just dribble on the perimeter, dives in, picks it up right block, kicks it back out to Martini left wing. We're down to 43 seconds.
Hiawatha's going to have to foul. 40 seconds on the clock.
Lears poked it away, nearly got a steal, but it's going to be Rock Creek basketball. Well, the Hiawatha fans behind us pleading for the Redhawks to get a foul call to stop the clock. There is 14 seconds, and that one's knocked away by Lears. She got a steal, and she missed the shot in transition, and it's cleared away by Frazee. We're down to 29 seconds. Rock Creek holding in the front court. There's the foul, and that might do it. Kylie picks up her fourth. 26 and a half seconds to go. Free throws coming for Lucy Martini. This was a grinder of a game, both ways. These are two teams that have heavy postseason aspirations. Martini at the line, her first up and good. 9 points for Lucy Martini. Polly Rocky into the game on that substitution for Hiawatha. It's 42-33, Rock Creek. And the second for Martini is good. That might be the dagger there. 43-33. Certainly is. 22 seconds to go in the game. Got to get a quick shot up if you're Hiawatha. Taking too much time. As Michaela Williams stepping back. Another pass down to 14 seconds. And it's lost off the foot of Addison Williams. It's a turnover and a foul. And that will do it for sure. Rock Creek will run the other way to shoot two free throws.
Unfortunately, just too much time taken off the clock. You know, we were talking a little bit on timeout. I at least am sure glad these teams don't play again.
This was a nice test for the Redhawks here to kind of gauge where things were at. And they're going to be in a battle once we get to February for a Big East League championship as Martini missed the first. Mustangs run everybody back beyond midcourt. Nothing but four red jerseys in front of Martini at the line. The second, she missed them both. Rebound Kylie Nelson. 10 seconds to go in the game. She's trapped at midcourt, turning, kicking it. Michaela Williams, 4 seconds, deep three, front rim no. Tipped around a little bit, battling for it, picked up by Rock Creek, and that is the end of the game. The undefeated season no more for the Hiawatha Redhawks. The Rock Creek Mustangs are the Thunder Classic champions, the 12th annual. Boy, two really good teams going at it. Final score, Rock Creek 43. Hiawatha 33. We'll take a timeout, wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City or check us out on Facebook. Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As we await for Brandon and Paige for post-game, we will keep it right here until we get them back here for post-game. We'll have them here in just a second, coming back from the Thunder Classic as Hiawatha falls to Rock Creek. We'll send it back out to Seneca here in just a second. Jacob Boz waiting here at the studios. We've got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up on Kansas Land Radio here in just a second. But for now, let's send it back out to Brandon Tadman and Paige Mueller out there at Seneca for the Thunder Classic. Brandon? Yeah, Jake, appreciate it very much, brother. We'll get it back to you guys in a moment. There is a lot to dissect. Hiawatha girls surrender their first loss of 25-26. So the 13-0 run stops here in the championship game of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Number 7 and 4A, Rock Creek, winning a physical and intense battle. Final score 44-33. A lot to dissect. Let's dive into some of the numbers in this game as Rock Creek improves to 11-2 on the season. And as we just mentioned, Hiawatha suffering their first loss. They are now 13-1. Well, for Rock Creek, they had two players in double figures. Kylie Frazee had 12 points to go along with three rebounds. Also in double figures was Lucy Martini with 10. Outside of that, Rory Pitzer had 8, 6 from Haley Leith. You had 4 points from Reagan Adkins, and also 3 points from Hadley Hake. Crazy stats all across the board. Rock Creek had 4 players foul out in this game. Hiawatha shot 31 free throws, Paige, connecting on 15 of them. Kylie Nelson herself shot 16 of those 31 free throws, only connecting on 7, but a double-double for Kylie Nelson in the loss. She had 11 points and 13 rebounds. 6 points, 6 rebounds as well for Michaela Williams. Kenzie Nelson chipped in with 6 points and 8 rebounds. You also had Laura Lears with 4 and Addison Williams with 3 points. I'll give it up to both sides as both these teams, I think, are going to make deep postseason runs. But to me, this game, win or lose for Hiawatha, this was a very good test for them. We know the Big East is challenging, but you move up a class to 4A, take on a top 10 team there. This is a Rock Creek team that would be in the mix, no doubt, if they were in the Big East League. But win or lose, I expect this Hiawatha team to bounce back in a big way. You know, it is very hard to go unbeaten when you're playing 20-plus games in a season, but I think Hiawatha can take a lot away from this game and move on to back half of the season.
I think Hiawatha coming up next, they play Perry at home Friday. That'll be their homecoming matchup, too, so you can might imagine them eating a little bit of a vindictive come out there. They're going to want to avenge. They're going to want to move on because, like you said, this is their only loss of the season, and coming into this season, I don't think many people thought they were going to go 13-0 to start out. They are a squad that is very tricky to compete against. They are very tough. They want to have big game aspirations, but Rock Creek, I'm sure they do too. They have a ton of talented people on that roster.
Well, some of the team numbers as well. 20 turnovers for Hiawatha is pretty much not something they do quite often, as they only average 12 turnovers a game coming in. They go for 20 here in this one. They did out-rebound Rock Creek 33-23. We mentioned the free throw shooting, 15-31 for Hiawatha. And then Rock Creek, they were 9-17 at the free throw line. And I told you during that last break, one of the key stats that you can also take away was the fact that Hiawatha did not hit a single three in this game.
I think that's something that Hiawatha is not going to be too happy about. I think they're going to try to work on getting a more well-rounded shot from behind the arc. They were getting hounded tonight on the defense, but also their free throws. They've got to make some free throws in games like this.
So Kylie Delson, our player of the game, 11 points, 13 rebounds. She did struggle a touch from the free throw line, just 7-16 in that regard, but a double-double, it was hard fought. But Hiawatha's undefeated season ends in game 14 with a 10-point loss to Rock Creek in the 12th annual Thunder Classic championship game. Our post game again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And then, as we mentioned, Kylie Nelson, our player of the game. That is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, it's been a busy week, and it's a busy day of high school hoops with all the changes, with the weather coming in this weekend, mostly all the tournaments in our area wrapping up here tonight. So Jake and Boz, they might be on till a swift 4 in the morning. We'll see how long they go. But we got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on deck next here on Kansaland Country as we sign off from our coverage here in Seneca. For Paige, everybody in the Hiawatha Channel, Kurt, Megan, Jake, Boz, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much all week long. Final score in the girls' championship game. It's Rock Creek victorious over Hiawatha. Final count, 43-33. High School Scoreboard Show straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.